Good afternoon, everybody. I am the girl from Taste for the Jury Line. I basically want to come on here because I haven't been on here in a while. So I'm going to come over here. I'm going to come in here and do a little recording since I haven't did like one in a while. I've been doing short podcasts, but today is going to be 4 minutes or two, not to take up too much of you guys' time. Well, I am a handmade jewelry designer for Taste for the Jewelry Line. I'm also a book author for Sweek Platform. I'm also a poetry writer for Your Quotes. I basically just wanted to come on here and to share this inspiration with you guys. Well, this morning I was listening to a few Boss Women podcasts. And they was talking about how you can overcome fear of doing live videos. And usually I'm nervous or I was scared to do live videos because of what people thought. And I thought people wasn't going to view my videos or they wasn't going to compliment my videos. So I had to gain inspiration from other women like myself for me to push aside my fear and to start building my brand, because I've been like entwining with everybody else's live videos from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter, and instead of making my own live videos and letting people take credit for my work that I branded or I created or I came up with the ideas of doing, I had to learn how to get over that. So it took me a little while, but I'm now here to get myself out there and to push my fear aside and start getting my foot in the door in order to be successful. To let everybody know also that it's okay to be scared. It's okay to be nervous. It's okay to have anxiety, because everybody has anxiety. Everybody has, you know, some type of illness that stops them from achieving their goals, which like myself. And I'm learning to overcome all that by staying in the presence of positive people and surrounding myself with entrepreneurs. Who's really out here making a serious living. So I wanted to give a big shout out to all the Boss Women podcasters, Boss Ladies Networking talk shows, networking events. And pretty much I've been trying to stay busy as of being around a lot of them on Facebook, getting a lot of inspiration quotes from them. And I enjoy talking to entrepreneurs like myself. You know, everybody's been through a lot in their life, as for trauma to the mental illness to being homeless to all that. Like, everybody had came out of somewhere. And like I said, God does not put us in a situation that we cannot handle. He puts us through a lot of hurt and pain to see how strong we are, and to put us in better positions. And I had to go through that in order to get into a better position. And there's a lot of doors that's been opening for me as of now. It's been quite a good journey for me in my life. I've been homeless for 3 years, sleeping on the streets. I started my business back in 2016 of the idea of my husband. So I've been working on that ever since, and I have not let go of that passion. I know everybody's doing handmade jewelry. I know everybody's doing book authoring. I know everybody's doing poetry writing. You know, everybody's doing the same thing everybody else is doing. But you know, it can't, you can't stop yourself from doing what you love to do because of what everybody else is doing. So I know it's been a while since I've been on these podcasts. I know when I come on here, it's very brief, and then I share it. But I basically want to come on here today because I had woke up feeling energized to be able to say, you know what, I have to learn how to push my fear aside and come on to my podcast radio apps and pretty much tell my story of how it all began for me, you know. And I love to be an inspiration for younger women, older women, anybody who's experienced trauma in their life. I know men experienced a whole lot of that also, so I'm not gonna out you guys. You know, it's been a real rough, rocky time for me in my life. I have dealt with a lot. I have been through a lot. I'm a walking testimony. But we're not gonna get into that conversation now. But I'm gonna say this, that I've been through a lot of trauma, which I am trying to overcome. I'm still trying to seek justice for. And I'm also, you know, still keeping my mind clear, and my eyes open to a better vision for me, because I, you know, really started to notice that, wow, you started a business on your own from scratch. I have some people that tell me, oh, you know, it's hard to build a business on your own when you have no money financially coming in. You can start a business with $24 in your pocket and become big. So I told them, I said, that's a bunch of excuse that you guys like to give me or give other people. And I'm not in for the excuses. So I tell people, even if you have $100 in your pocket, that can start off a business for you too. And you can become big. It doesn't matter what you invest in. You have to invest in yourself. Whatever you love to do, you could take that $100 and invest in that. Even if you want to do a book or poetry writing or a jury or you want to be in the rap industry or whatever passion that you have, go get that. Don't stop. Don't let people throw negative energy at you, telling you can't do it, or it's hard to do it, or you need a high school diploma to do this or to do that. No, absolutely not. There's a lot of actresses, singers, rappers, people out there who don't have a high school diploma, dropped out of school, never went back to school. I know people who never even finished middle school, or, you know, so it's like, everybody's been through trials and tribulations. There's a lot of actors out there who were homeless before, sleeping in their cars and whatnot, from like Tyler Perry and everybody else. So, you know, I now take inspiration, like I said, from entrepreneurs who's worldwide. I'm talking about billionaires. And I take their advice and I run with it. And I've been sitting back and I've been listening to their podcasts and I've been like, you know, when they talk about how to overcome fear and, you know, how to step into your greatness when you put your fear aside. So I woke up this morning feeling a little on the positive side, energized, like, you know, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. Let me do this. Let me make a live video for Facebook or Anchor Radio. Let me do my little podcasting, because I haven't did a very long podcast in a while. I've been doing little briefs here and there, and which is not going to really get me far. So let me do an episode. So I'm just grateful to be able to get up this morning and to say, you know what, let me wash my face, let me brush my teeth, let me get myself ready to, you know, step into my greatness and let people know who I am, instead of me being scared to do live videos and promote my business or promote my brand, you know. So, because I'm so used to being in everybody else's live videos where they take the credit for the videos and I don't get anything, you know. So I had to realize if you do your own live videos, promote your own brand instead of having people promote your stuff for you on their live videos, it's like, no, you're the only one who started this business. You're the only one who's going to be on this journey. You ain't going to have these people on your journey with you. Not everybody can go with you. Because the people who claims to be in your circle or claims to be a friend or claims to be this and this and that, no, they're going to be the same people who's drilling holes in your boat. So you have to watch your circle and watch the people you networking with, or you have to watch the people, who's slick talking behind your back, you know. So I just wanted to come on here briefly, not to take too much of your time, but to come on here and give some inspiration and let you guys know today's the day to step into your greatness. Let's do this. Let's work. Thank you guys, and I hope you guys have a blessed day.